Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here, Radio Row, here in New Orleans. And there is breaking news. If you've just joined us here on Sports Radio 610, Nick Caley has been tabbed to be the next guy to run the offense. He is going to be the OC, and obviously when you're the OC here under D'Amico Ryans, you are running the offense. And this is interesting. Even at the table here, there is mixed thoughts about the situation. Obviously, many of you on the text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, again, I can completely see this. Hey, this could very well work. We have seen guys come out of that system in which it can work. Absolutely. Yes, it's a system that many people are running. I'm not saying that, and I don't think Clint is either, that you're dismissing that, oh, he's going to suck or anything like that. It's just a feel if you traded one situation for another. And a very similar thing, especially when you have all the things around. And I'll get to some of the things that people have had to say here on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch. But, Clint, it feels like even over the decision on who it was, it feels like the process and the people that have been brought in is what almost is bothering you as much as anything in terms of how they went about this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just like you mentioned earlier, the whole process before they hired David Culley was strange and odd, and one that you kind of wrinkle your forehead at, right? And then the same thing with Lovie Smith. I think think about what the Texans have done. You win 10 games in back-to-back seasons. Your quarterback wins Rookie of the Year. Your quarterback is thrown for damn near 8,000 yards, 40-some-odd touchdowns, and 17 interceptions in 2 years. He's off to a hell of a start. And you decide you're going to fire your offensive coordinator, fire the offensive line coach, fire the assistant offensive line coach. I don't know what Cole did to get wrapped up in that mix, but the assistant offensive line coach. You're going to fire those guys, and then you're going to interview Gerard Johnson and Bill Lazor for the job just to go back and tell them, nah, We don't want either one of y'all. We're going to hire this guy that's been a tight ends coach and a pass game coordinator, who's never called plays before, to come in here. There was clearly a level of dysfunction for a 10-win team to feel the need to fire their offensive coordinator. There was clearly a level of dysfunction within, and now all of a sudden this dynamic is thrown in the mix, as John Lopez just said before he got off. Like, Gerard Johnson wanted this job. Gerard Johnson interviewed for this job, and you went another route, not for a more proven guy, But for a guy that has a very similar resume to what you have in terms of never calling plays. So I don't like the process at all. I think there's a better chance you can see more of the same than improvement.
I hear you with that, with the process. Holy Toast podcast, y'all are pissed. They took their time. I trust their process. This is my thing.
You trusted the process when they hired Bobby Sloat. Just trust the process thing, man. Don't even mind getting on a text chain if on a text line or YouTube, whatever it is, if it's just a trust the process deal.
This is my thing with the process, and to the texter on the trust the process. This is my only thing. Is like, if you came to Nick Caley, that's fine. My deal is, if you are to a place that everything you described is, it obviously hasn't been a train wreck under Bobby Slowick, as much as many people want to say. It hasn't been a train wreck under Bobby Slowick. Like, he's had a hand into why the job looks so attractive anyway with the players there. So it wasn't a train wreck. You've won 10 games back-to-back years. You averaged a little over 22 points 2 years ago, and then this past year you averaged 21.9. So, like, you're in the same area. My thing is, the top two names and the top two most qualified and the top candidates on the market when teams were looking for OCs were Chip Kelly and Clint Kubiak. It was the first names that many of you threw out, and it was the top names I think people would say. It's a hard process for me to get behind that you didn't even invite them in to talk to them. Like, the top two dudes on the market. You didn't do that when you hired DeMeco. When you hired DeMeco, hell, I think you talked to the top three candidates that year. Shane Steichen, the former Super Bowl winning coach, Sean Payton, and DeMeco. You at least talked to him.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? And then it feels better. Well, hell, we talked to Sean Payton. All right, wasn't us. We talked to Shane Steichen, wasn't us. We felt this one, it's to me, it's just like, all right, these are the top guys on the market. I'm not gonna talk to them. That is to me an interesting decision and an interesting process. If they had talked to Chip Kelly and talked to Clint Kubiak, I would have been like, all right, this is who they feel comfortable with.
Yep.
Cool. That's the only part of it. Again, I think Nick Caley has a great chance to work here. But it is a weird thing to me when you have arguably the top most attractive space to come to offensively with everything they have. And the number one candidate, Chip Kelly, doesn't sign until yesterday. I understand. I'm not saying go pay him $6 million. But you ain't talked to him. You never even had him in the building. It's that to me. Go ahead. I mean, do your thing. And again, as I'm saying this, I'm hopeful Nick Haley comes here because just as a fan, I want to see C.J. Stroud reach his potential. I think C.J. Stroud has a chance to be a special football player, and I want to see him reach that. Just, I don't know. It's interesting. How many guys you think on this staff stay?
All of them that are still here.
You think Nick Haley comes in and he has?
I think part of the reason you hire Nick Haley and don't interview any of the people you just mentioned is because you're not going to give somebody else a chance to run Gerard Johnson out of the building.
So you get the sense Gerard comes back if he wants to, the rest of the offensive staff, because that's what they said.
Nick Haley, it's got to be to keep the continuity and keep the chemistry in the building. That's a huge plus for him. Like, the other stuff is unknown. Somebody that's happy with Nick, I trust the process. Like, you don't even – it doesn't matter. If in that case, it didn't matter anybody. That they could have hired anybody that they interviewed that had zero play-calling experience, and you'd have been cool with it. You'd have just trusted the process. Like, that's fine. There's pluses and negatives. And the reality of it is, if you hire Nick Haley, keeping the continuity in the building, keeping the same verbiage so you don't have to start over from jump with your entire install – all of that stuff is why you make a hire like this.
Yep. All right, someone checked in and said, Clint, why are you so high on a guy that doesn't have play calling experience versus somebody that does but isn't winning?
With Chip Kelly at one point was not winning. Chip Kelly just got paid $6 million to be an offensive coordinator. Chip Kelly just won a national title as an offensive coordinator. Doug Peterson didn't win, but he did call plays and won a Super Bowl, right? And by the way, I'm not high. I'm more along the lines of your product. Like, I'm not high on Mike McCarthy, right? But Mike's managed guys. He's won a Super Bowl. He's had great quarterbacks, and those guys have excelled underneath him. He's called plays, right? He's made mistakes. And I didn't like Mike McCarthy. I'm not saying you should have hired Mike McCarthy. David Shaw, I don't know if he's going to be worth a damn in the NFL, but he's a great college coach. He's a great offense, my passing game coordinator. Didn't even interview him.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about being high on one person or the other. Again, it's about if you fire a guy like Bobby Slowick, the thought is you would have a plan of something that is an absolute upgrade from Bobby Slowick. And there was no plan. It was get Bobby out of the mix and go hire the next.
I will disagree there. I think I don't know how they – if the plan is this how they arrived, I do think they believe they've upgraded over Bobby.
Well, I'm sure they hope so. Hell, they hired him. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they hope so.
I think they believe that Nick Haley is an upgrade.
Well, I'm sure they do believe that. Why would they hire him if they didn't?
Yeah.
But the reality of it is what – and I'm open to hear anybody that's got it, 713-572-4610, what is it that – makes you think that this guy's an upgrade over Bobby Slowick? We were told Bobby Slowick was a great offensive mind. We were told Bobby Slowick's the next best thing. Bobby Slowick was up for head coach gigs.
Till he wasn't.
Now all of a sudden, Bobby Slowick's the problem. I mean, I just – it's one of those – it's a wait and see for me, man. We'll see if the Nick Haley experiment works out.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.